Thanks very much, Mark. Yeah, it's good to be back for another new season, and that's a season that we have plenty of optimism for, and we're looking forward to it.
For sure. Home games for both Derry City and Finn Harps this week. We'll start with Harps. It's the first home game of the season against UCD. There's always a wee bit of excitement around the first home game, Anthony.
Yeah, the first game, you know, it's an opportunity for the new players to show the home fans for the first time what they're all about. And, you know, the first game's always, it's a good opener, and you always get a good crowd there. And, you know, and I think what makes it all the more important for Finn Harps this time is on the back of an opening weekend defeat away to Athlone. And so it's a game that I'm sure the players will be looking forward to after the disappointment of last week. And it's probably one that can't come around quick enough for them.
Yeah, we'll get on to the challenge that UCD might bring in a minute. But just to come back to last week, it all seemed to start so well when Temi Ajibola put Harps ahead earlier on. But the game seemed to turn, and ultimately, as you say, it was a disappointing enough start not to come away with anything from the Midlands.
It was, yeah. You know, and I suppose it's a game that maybe Kieran McHugh and his staff would have been looking at to be coming away with something, you know, given the fact that Athlone were so disappointing last season. And to be fair, like they've strengthened well this year, and I know Kevin's touching on it during the week that all the teams this year they've all strengthened, they're all better. And, you know, it makes for a really competitive league. But, you know, going by all accounts, you know, after having gotten off to a dream start last week with a goal after 4 or 5 minutes, you know, they failed to capitalize on their advantage and allowed Athlone back into the game too quickly. And I think, you know, by all accounts, it was a game that, you know, Harps struggled to get a grip of. They seemed to get dominated in the middle of the park. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, it was probably a deserved victory for Athlone.
With the half a dozen new players coming in, you've still got the experienced players that have been there, bought the T-shirt and a Harps jersey, and then the youngsters that did so well last year. It's going to be an interesting dynamic this year. I suppose strength and depth can only be a good thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen last year when we got to the summer and the transfer window opened up and the players that they signed, and Finn Harps got a real bounce effect from the new players coming in. And it's like any team, like new players coming in are desperate to impress, and then the players and the experienced players and the younger boys in the squad, they want to impress the new players. So it works out really well. But you know, you just expect that, you know, that you'd be hoping that the new players coming in will have a big impact, because, you know, when you have the young lads coming through, who, by the way, are doing fantastically well, and, you know, it's great to see them getting opportunities. But you just hope that the likes of Connor Tourish and Tony McNamee can help the new players settle and you know, make them feel very welcome and make it positive for Finn Harps for the season.
With the First Division being as competitive as it is, how important is it to make home advantage count and make Finn Park somewhere that teams don't fancy coming to at all?
It's really important, you know, that, you know, I know Kevin wants to play an open, expansive brand of football, but at the end of the day, you know, football is all about results, and it's very much a results business. And it's very important, you know, while you want to play good football, it's very important that you stay in games. You know, like I remember playing myself, and the first thought in your head was, before you even think about playing football, you know, there's battles to be won. You have to go out and compete. You have to let your opponent know that they're in a game. And, you know, that's the most important thing. And once you get a foothold in the game, then you show a bit of dominance, then you can go and play your football. But the most important thing, and it's like any walk of life, it's like any game of football, is that you must stay in the game for as long as you can. And when you're playing, you know, there's many ways to defend and attack, but the most important thing is that you do it all as a collective, as a team. The team effort is, you know, is what makes for good football, and which, you know, it's really important for the results. So it's important that, you know, that the team stay together, that they compete, and they get a grip of the game, and then go and express themselves and show exactly what they're capable of.
This Friday, it's UCD. Historically, Harps have a fairly poor league record against UCD, both home and away. You have to go back a good while to see a league win for Harps. Inish own man William O'Connor, he always brings a well-organised, hard-to-beat team with him, so it'll not be easy on Friday either.
It won't be easy at all, you know, and traditionally UCD will always be at the top end of the first division, and I suppose by their own standards last year, you know, while they finished the season well, they were a wee bit inconsistent throughout the season. So UCD will be looking to add more consistency to their season coming forward, and I think, you know, it's a game that Flynn Harps will certainly think that they can get something from, but you know, with Willie O'Connor at the helm again, he's one of them ones, like, he's, you know, he worked with Ollie in the past, and, you know, he's very much, you know, it'd be very well organized, the teams will be very well drilled, and they will be competitive, and they'll be very fit. So make no bones about it, Friday night's going to be a really difficult game and a really big test for Finn Harps.
And just finally, in Harps' first home game of the season under the lights at Finn Park, it's really important that a good home crowd gets out to support the lads, because it can make a big difference in tight games.
It can, yeah. And to be fair, like, the Finn Harps supporters have been really good over the last number of years when things haven't been going so well. Like, they've still continued to turn out in their numbers, and, you know, the big crowd and the bit of backing and vocal backing, you know, can drive the players on. And at times, you know, we hear it saying, it's an old cliche about supporters being a 12th man, but very much so, you know, when you're at Finn Park and the supporters are right behind you, it can very much be like you've got that 12th man behind you.
Elsewhere on Friday night, it is Kerry up against Athlone. Treaty United are at home to Bray Wanderers, and Cork go to Wexford. Anthony, Cork, I suppose, are understandably favourites to go back up as champions, but if you were to pick a couple of other teams that might push them, who would you be looking at?
Well, you'd have to say that UCD, obviously, you know, with their previous history in the First Division and them always been up around the top. Obviously, Cork will be the favourites, and, you know, rightly so. Like, I'm sure their budget and is much bigger than what the other teams would be like in that division. Cove, who had such a really good season last year as well, will be expected to be up there. And Treaty, like a city team from Limerick, you know, you'd always expect the city teams to be competitive. So, you know, obviously, so I think Cork, Cove, Treaty will be thereabouts come the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll have live updates from Finn Park on Friday night. Jeremy Doherty will be there from the 7:45 kickoff here in Highland. On to the Premier Division. Derry City play their third home game of the season against Bowes on Friday. On paper, I suppose Derry have had a good start to the season, but they've rode their luck at times. What have you made of their opening couple of games, Anthony?
I think they've been a wee bit fortunate, to tell you the truth. You know, I just think that they're, you know, the fact there's been a massive turnover of players at Derry City, so just, you know, the 15 new signings coming in, and like an unbelievable number of players. I think it's 22 players in total that left the Brandywell over the close season. So there's been a big turnaround in players. You know, the first night against Sligo, you know, they had to wait until it was the 82nd minute before they got an equaliser, and then they got the winner in the 91st minute. And Sligo feel very hard done by that night, because I think on the night they more than deserved a point. And while Derry scored very, very good goals, it's fair to say that, you know, they struggled at times to break down a well-organised and resolute Sligo defence. And then the game against Dundalk was a game, you know, where I thought their play was very slow. There's certainly issues there with creativity in the middle of the park. And I think with Winchester moving from the centre of the park to right back on Friday night was a bit of a strange one, because he was probably their player of the year last year from the middle of the park. And they left it really late. I think 98th minute they got a penalty, and there's no doubt it was a penalty. But, you know, if you're Dundalk, you'd be thinking, where did the referee get the 8 minutes from? But listen, it's one of them. It's probably a positive that, you know, in the opening two games that they've scored late goals, and like the first week to win them the game, then the second week to get them a point from the game. So I'm sure it's Tiernan Lynch will be quite positive, or quite pleased certainly with the start.
Yeah, and on the flip side, Bowes have had a very good start as well. A great win over Sligo last week. They'll be full of confidence heading to the Brandywell on Friday night.
Yeah, Bowes, like, you know, we watched them the first week against St. Pat's, and I think it's fair to say that the the game at the Aviva was a game that both teams didn't want to lose, and you know, it led to that sort of performance. But I think on the day, Bowes probably had the better chances against Pats, and then a really convincing 4-0 victory over Sligo last weekend. So Bowes will be, you know, be a team under Alan Reynolds, and you know, they'll be hoping to be pushing Shamrock Rovers. I know they were they had some good results last year, particularly against Shamrock Rovers. But I think, you know, they're another team that if they can add consistency to their season, you know, they could push the likes of Rovers and Shells and Derry all the way.
You mentioned Rovers. Hopefully we get to see them play this week. Yet to kick a ball due to the weather, but they're at home to St Pat's this Friday, and it'll be very interesting to see how that goes after a couple of false starts for Rovers.
Yeah, you know, that'll be so frustrating for them, because, you know, pre-season it's all about getting, you know, getting minutes under your belt and, you know, having your plans and preparations and your pre-season games all organised. So Rovers will have been, you know, they'll have had nothing organised in terms of friendly games for the last couple of weeks because of the expectation that you're going to play the league games. So it's like anything, you need games, and, you know, even at our level, at Donegal League level, where, you know, if you have a game called off or you have a free week, you know, it can go against you, because you need to be playing regular. And, you know, so I'm sure Rovers would have much rather have had games under their belt before they're going to play Pats. But it is what it is. And you know, when the weather and the rain that they've had around Dublin, you know, I suppose there's not much they could do about it. But, you know, this is going to be a really difficult opening game for Shamrock Rovers.
Yes, it sure will. And another Premier Division games, Galway are in the capital to play Shelburne. Sligo are south to take on Waterford. And there's a big Louth derby between neighbours Dundalk and Drogheda at Oriel Park. Anthony, can't let you go without getting a word on Letterkenny Rovers. Top of the Brian McCormack Sports Premier Division, and even though Bunnagee are still on the coattails very much so, you must be content with how things are shaping up heading into the final third of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we're very pleased how things are going. It's been a really difficult season, and I think, and I've said it before, I think that's a credit to the teams we're playing. You know, we played Donegal Town last weekend, and it was, you know, we were a goal down, and struggled to break them down, and struggled to get any sort of foothold in the game, and then we scored a really good goal, a well-worked goal just before half-time, which sort of settled us. And, you know, when you get that sort of goal, a wee break before half-time, it sort of changes the dynamic of the team talk, and it gives everybody a lift. And, you know, so it has been difficult, but every point any team gets in that league, you know, they've had to work really hard for it. We haven't had any easy games. We've had no... you know, while sometimes scoreline suggests that the game's been easy, believe you me, Mark, it's very competitive, and it's, you know, all we can do at this stage is just game by game and week by week. And, you know, we're very much one game at a time. We have been for the last number of seasons, because you can't take your eye off the ball in this division, because if you do, you will get punished.